Com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Got a text from Carson Schott doing mathematics. He's the same age as Joey, who is now going to have a young daughter. They're 43.
That's 43
years old is the age that we have. So at graduation, we're going to look at, I'm not sure when she'll start school, but 43, you're going to be about, what, 61?
61 for graduation.
61
for
rolling
Joey.
Down for graduation.
It's and all right.
Nothing wrong with it.
The world's changed a little bit.
It keeps you young, doesn't it, right?
Yeah, I think the world's changed. 60's not that old in this world. You're thinking
60's the new 50.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're thinking more like it's the 80s. Joey, the whole thing about this is Carson and Joey must have been teammates, right?
Yeah, cause I'm trying to find out when
they were teammates in Nebraska. I mean,
Joey's last year was 2005. When was Carson's last year?
I don't know. That's the question. Were they teammates on that? They wear the Husker gear together.
Yeah, I'm trying to tie this whole thing
together.
Were they
together? Gearing up in their locker room simultaneously?
Well, the same age, so how could they not be?
Right. Unless one of them left early for some reason.
Carson, they were there the same age. I think they're both 43.
Okay.
They are. We've confirmed that.
All right.
What's now?
It is time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 at Dinert Contracting.
Sip currently is dipping a hash hole into melted cheese.
Courtesy of Derek Bombeck.
Bombeck
brought that from Early
back.
Bird.
Yes, came back from Early Bird with hash holes.
Hey, can I say something about
Bombeck?
Well, Bombeck's a great man for doing this. That hash hole's substantial.
Yes, it is. It's really good.
I mean, it's almost like it's a little ball, but it's almost like a breakfast in itself.
The whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a balled
packed
breakfast.
Full of flavor.
It's a ball of breakfast.
That's why we yell it out every morning.
Yes. Yeah. Now.
You thought we were joking around with hash rolls?
Come on.
You thought we were kind of making that up? Like,
what's
this
wrong?
Is just a sidebar?
We don't lie to people on this show, okay? We tell truth.
And that's substantial.
And I knew right away that was bad to the bone. I knew it right
George
away.
George Thorogood would like Early Bird.
Yes. So should we go? So we got Radio Tradio. Is anyone texting in?
All right. So here's the situation. We have teased Radio Tradio, which is what, Bill? Please tell people then what that is.
It's real simple. It's bartering, and everything has to be traded for. So if you have two bales of hay and somebody has some barbed wire, you can trade it out. There's no purchasing. My first thought when I saw the boot here, the bird boot, I go, I would like that. But I have nothing to trade
for.
Money. Money's not part of this.
You don't have
this.
Anything in your truck?
No. I kind of do.
Cash is not optional.
I have a really nice minnow bucket.
Well,
I'm,
you won't give that
I'm
up.
I'm not giving my minnow bucket up. I'm going to need that.
I have a really nice Harley Davidson. Like, it's like a bag, but I can't give it up.
But if I'd have went through my house probably better, I would have came up with something.
So
I have a scraper. Like a long one.
I don't think Greg would accept that for the skis. So Missing Tooth Greg has started things off. He's not here. I think he's out golfing.
He's
right
golfing.
Now.
He's in a tournament.
Yeah, he's in a tournament. A workplace tournament.
But he has brought in a variety of things. We have skis with ski poles out there.
Yes.
What else do we have?
Ski boots.
There's ski boots out there.
Yeah, we have a weed eater.
We don't
eater.
Know what size the boots are.
Weed
what
eater,
size
a,
are the boots?
He probably wears about a 9.
Okay, size 9. And we have a weed eater. If anybody out there
that's
would
not
like
all.
To.
That's not all. There's a.
When we're starting this thing off.
There's a sprinkler. It's a football sprinkler that you attach the hose water runs through in the
Connor,
ball.
Bring the sprinkler in.
Can you please bring the sprinkler in?
And bring
in,
the
Connor.
Shoe in. Yeah. Also, the shoe.
If people see this stuff, there's a better chance on YouTube and the text.
Or is there
that they
anybody
might
that can text
partner.
In? We have. So Will has texted in. He has a Magic Johnson original poster. This is from 1985.
And he's willing to trade it in.
Yes, but he's willing. Someone has him to trade.
Sanderson says, what does he want for the Weed Eater? There's no cash, Sanderson. What do you want to trade for the Weed Eater?
You have to have something.
He's giving you an item that you can trade for. Now, the problem with Greg not being here is he can't like confirm or deny the trade.
I'm working as his agent.
It's not radio money-o.
Yes. There's no money involved.
Okay, so what do we have? Steve, can you hold that up?
Yeah, please, Steve.
Steve, hold that up.
This is a sprinkler of sorts?
Sprinkler. Is it
a football sprinkler?
Hose, show me where the hose comes in. Yes.
Where you attach.
Thank you.
Right there.
Here's where you attach it.
This is a...
It's a birdhouse.
And the ball goes round.
Yeah, and sprays.
It's kind of cool.
It looks incredible.
Have you ever seen it go or not?
I'm not. But there's the bird. Now, there's the birdhouse in the shape of a boot, which I would take... I like that. Bill likes it.
Now we have a bid for the Weed Eater.
Okay. For the Weed
Eater. This is our first.
Bring
bid.
The Weed Eater in, please, Connor.
Connor,
bring
please.
The Weed Eater in.
All right. So Sanderson says, I have a push mower, self-propelled, older but runs and cuts good. I would trade for the Weed Eater. This is some big time trading here.
Hold it
now. Would Greg push back on a self-propelled?
And I came ill-prepared because I would like to get into this with Sanderson.
Now, hold on.
Okay. Yeah.
Greg has a very good mower.
Well,
now I'm gonna zoom out real quick so Connor can be
I'm
seen.
Not sure this is working.
Sanderson, I'd be cautious.
All right. Connor's on the video stream now. If you can see Connor, this is the Weed Eater that we're talking about here. And we don't know if it's functional, but Sanderson has offered up a older but functional. Sip is calling Greg now.
Let's go see if this Weed Eater works. Yeah,
he's calling Greg on air.
Greg, does it work?
It doesn't have any cord in it.
An older self-propelled mower is being offered up by Sanderson for the Weed Eater if Greg were to accept,
it.
And we feel
Hold
bad.
It. I think we just have to make the decision that we accept it. Steve, you have to answer for Greg.
I'm just seeing erratic.
Sanderson's going to YouTube to see the Weed Eater. Yeah, Connor's right behind me. He's showing off the Weed Eater. Greg's not answering his phone.
Is there anybody else that's trying to barter for the...
I think we just go ahead and do it.
Okay, yes. Well, we accept the trade. Right, the mower for the Weed Eater is accepted, Sanderson. Yes. Congrats on your
first one.
Your
first one.
Your
first one, guys.
We didn't go over today. Yes. We have some response here. Okay.
What else
Thank
you got?
You, Connor. What do we have here?
Turn it around, Jake.
Come on, Jake.
Turn it around. Turn it around further.
Are you that overwhelmed?
Yeah, it's a birdhouse.
It's a boot.
It's a boot. Okay. It's incredible.
You can hang. See the chain.
Look at the chain.
Hang it in the.
It goes in the tree.
Right.
Phone call. Get the.
We got a phone call.
Me and
call.
Bill
Connor,
would almost fight
call.
Over
this. A boot birdhouse here is up for radio tradio here.
Does anybody want to do that? Or for the sprinkler also that Steve has showed off earlier.
And there's a set of skis.
Also.
Good skis.
And then there's a weed. There's a blower. If you're out there at Sandy Point.
Caper says, can you show us the Weed Eater inside the building to make sure it works? It's gone.
It has
been traded for Sanderson's mower.
It's gone.
It's not here anymore.
I can't believe Sanderson's got that mower I didn't know anything about.
Okay, so we're off to a start.
We have some ideas here. This is from Dan. He gives me a picture. Says, I have a large, authentic Richard Nixon campaign poster. It's from Better Times. I have a picture of this as well. We have
and
offered for Radio Tradio a Richard Nixon campaign poster, authentic.
And you have a photo of that.
I have it right here on the text line. I can't show it to the people, but I do have it.
Okay, now I would think Greg would be interested in that.
He'd be very interested
or,
in that.
Or would Will and Fullerton trade the magic poster for that, maybe?
Will, text in, would you trade your Magic Johnson original poster from 85 for the Richard Nixon campaign? Please let us know that.
Will says I would accept. He's looking for a new putter for trade for the for the poster. I have the magic poster as well as a Sean Kemp.
He wants a putter. Is
Super Sonics jersey. Neither are in mint condition, but cool. I'm looking for a new putter potentially for trade for the.
Okay, that's a good trade. Okay, I like that. Is there anyone out there that has a putter that they would trade for that? Yes.
Is there?
Okay, we have a. Eric and Hickman, you're on Radio Tradio. What do you have to offer? What are you suggesting here today?
You know, this is awesome because this totally reminds me of when I was a kid. My dad listened to this stuff. So I've got two lawnmowers, one a Honda and one a Toro that I got from an estate sale, and there's something a little bit off with each one of them in the engine, but I think Greg would be more than capable of fixing them up. But I'm asking about the skis.
He wants the skis.
Bring the skis answer is in. Yes.
Yes, the answer is yes. We'll make the trade.
Yes.
We'll make the trade. So bring the skis
that,
in.
No, that, no, he's got to. Well, Greg's got
is,
the
skis. No, know, he wants to see them, doesn't he?
Bringing the
skis. I need to know on here, the skis if the bindings are adjustable and how long they are.
Okay, Connor, bring in the skis.
That's the ski poles.
That's the poles.
Oh, my God, Connor.
Connor.
You know what skis are?
Connor.
Those are ski poles.
He brought the poles in. This is unbelievable.
Hang on, Eric. We're going
to have a long way to go. Yeah, he's not ready to run the show.
We can tell Connor's never skied
for the world. I mean,
look, he wants to know about the binding here. Steve, make it. Oh, they're totally adjustable. Oh, yeah. Look at these. I'm just telling you right now, these skis are really good.
Those look pretty nice.
They look adjustable.
What kind are they?
What's the kind of? Do you think Greg would want two mowers? He's already got a mower for the weed here from Sanderson. Does he want
automatic,
a second mower?
What are they called?
Atomic. Atomic.
I just saw the top of them.
Yeah.
They're atomics.
Okay, and we also, what's the length?
You see the length on that at all? Show the length on the bottom.
Is there a length in there?
I can't tell. It says
Connor, length. Put it right beside you. Put it on the ground. Connor, how tall are you? Six foot one, so these are about what?
6 foot four, maybe?
No, a little more than that, maybe.
Yeah. 6 foot four.
Yeah. 6 foot four, maybe 6'6" tops.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're tall. They are long. They're more than 6 feet.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. These are not the 100%. Stunt skis. We're not doing any sort of loops or anything on these things. And they also, there's a pair of boots that come with them.
Well, the boots, I already have boots and everything and skis. I just need to know if the skis were adjustable. So
They
appear to be adjustable.
If the bindings are. What kind of bindings are there? Are they markers or what are Solomons? What are they?
I wish I could tell you. I don't know skis that well.
I will give him the lawnmowers.
We're taking the trade.
If he's willing to do it.
Okay, well,
yeah,
would Greg take two mowers? Because Sanderson already has a mower. Yes.
I can house the mowers at my place.
He got two mowers.
I can house the mowers
Greg
at
is trading
the
weed and skis for two mowers this morning. Unbelievable.
We also have another trade that we're going to confirm.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
All right, Eric's gone.
Thank you. We've also confirmed another one that Kathy Woody is going to trade a very nice golf bag for the sprinkler.
Okay, Greg would take that in a heartbeat.
A beautiful golf bag for the sprinkler.
Yes, we'll take that because if Greg doesn't want it, I'll take it.
Yes, so that would be that's a great trade. Kathy Woody,
trades is pretty solid.
Is there anybody else who wants to call in?
Two ripped acquaintances. I have a putter for the Nixon poster.
Here we go. Stop this.
Can you send a picture of the putter to
Ripped Acquit? Send a picture of the putter.
I will send the information here.
Hold on. Will, I want you to say exactly what Will has.
So Will has a Richard Nixon campaign poster, authentic poster from Richard Nixon's campaign.
And what else?
He wanted a putter for
it. Putter for it.
Okay.
Oh, you know what?
No, he had a Sean Kemp.
Sorry. That was the
Will.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Will has the Magic Johnson and Sean Kemp poster. Who had the Richard Nixon one? I got to find this. This is difficulty of all these things coming. Somebody has a Richard Nixon campaign poster.
We have go back to the
Oh, that was Dan and Lincoln had
Dan
that.
And Lincoln Dan. Has it. He wants a putter.
But here's the problem is that we just sold the Boot Birdhouse to Kathy Woody for the golf bag. He wanted the Boot Birdhouse as well.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Oh, no. Kathy got the sprinkler.
She
got the
sprinkler. Okay.
The birdhouse is still available.
Okay, all right.
We got it.
So Greg has now got a Richard Nixon campaign poster authentic for the Boot Birdhouse.
Okay.
The Boot Birdhouse.
So Where does Woody stand?
Woody gets
just getting a sprinkler.
Gets the sprinkler. That's been handled. Yes.
Okay. Good.
And we
just working.
Eric says, where do I bring the mowers? I don't think we don't need two. We just need one mower, Eric.
You take two if you need
it. We'll take both.
I can house.
Does that mean that Greg is a
Leo? Leo can help me with
Leo
this.
Leo can help this.
I don't know if Greg wants three mowers today.
All of a sudden, well, I will house them. Okay? So don't. It takes pressure off
like
Greg.
It's like a brokerage.
Right.
Yes. I will hold it. You're warehousing. Yes.
Now, hold on. Don't worry about Greg.
Eric says where to bring the mowers. We can. I don't think you want to bring them here. We'll figure out our spot.
Why not?
If
he brings them by 9 o'clock, I just put them in my truck.
Can you fit a mower? Yeah. How big is the mower?
I can fit two mowers in my
truck. If you get here by 9.
He's not a rider. I mean,
I think there were riding mowers. Didn't he say they were riding mowers?
That's a problem.
We got to get an address. We'll give it to Greg.
Hold on.
Not on the air.
Can we please figure out if these are rider mowers or push mowers?
Eric, chime in. Are they riding mowers or push mowers? I thought they were riding mowers.
They're
riders. Because Sanderson's was a push mower self-propelled.
I have no interest in a rider mower.
I was into riders.
Yeah.
There's a phone call. Do we have a phone call coming in? Connor's talking.
We have time for one more.
Yeah.
Some people love this. Some people absolutely hate this. But that's Radio Tradio.
That's part of it.
I'm seeing reports of both in the text line. Tim is threatening to change the station. But some people are all over it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what's going on, Connor. You got about 10 seconds. He's got give me information. Going on.
Well, thank you for those who participated.
Dan's chime in. Okay.
I appreciate that.
Dan? All right. We got one last call. Dan, what do you have to offer for Radio Tradio today? What do you want?
All right. Well, I'd love to know about this golf bag, and I've got a slightly used 58-degree Vokey wedge.
Oh. Okay, so, here's what's happened, okay? The golf bag has come in from Kathy, and she's traded that to Greg
for the
sprinkler.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, that's okay, though. Now, Greg is going to we're going to take it that you'll do that. We'll trade you'll get the golf bag in for the wedge. We will trade that out. So now Greg has been in kind of a different system
there. So that's a three-way trade.
It's a three-way trade, and this is doable.
Yeah.
100%. Yep. Greg will take that trade.
He's getting a Vokey wedge?
Yeah.
That's a great trade.
And I think he'll want that.
I'm telling you right now, this golf bag that Kathy Woody sent in, it's never been used. It's incredible shape. Kathy, chime in with any more information that you have.
The wedge is slightly used, but there's a lot of good shots in it because I never hit good shots out of it.
Okay.
Hey, this is a ping bag, too. I'm telling you right now, it's nice. It's probably a bag of a couple hundred dollars you just got for this.
It looks nice.
Yeah, it's kind of a teal color.
I see that.
Yes, teal color. So that trade's been done also.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
I think this is working.
Yes.
You
have to bring it down to the station.
Take the information. Can you do that?
Greg got a wedge.
Get the information. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
And two riding mowers.
And a wedge.
Picking out my bandit this morning. Oh, God. I didn't know what to expect from radio.
I'm a little down that people took shots at Radio Tradio.
Tim was not having it. But otherwise, people liked it. I guess we had one person that didn't like it. Only Tim did not like that segment. Sorry, Tim.
Now, hold the thing. Whenever you do something
new. It's our first time also.
Yeah. And when you do something new, you're taking a chance. There's going to be pushback. Yeah.
Well, we actually had a pretty good response. If we had four trades done there, who could ever
Greg
that?
Really got this going. He brought in things that were highly, highly valuable.
Let's face it. Without Greg, this doesn't might not happen. Happen.
It doesn't happen.
Thank you, Greg.
But people have figured out now that they can just call in with something they have. Just say, I've got this, and I'm looking for this. And then someone can be, okay, I've got that. This is where worlds collide.
Bird says, great segment. I'll get some stuff for next week.
Okay.
Someone says, this Radio Trader is an incredible beautiful disaster. I'm all for it.
It was. Steve had the skis in here looking at the binding.
Well, Connor thought that the poles were skis.
He brought the two poles in. Like, that was going to interest
those are
somebody.
Ski poles, man.
And Woody was very interested in this.
What's that?
Woody was very interested in
it. No, she wants the football.
Football. Right here.
This was going to...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is very popular, though.
Yeah.
The birdhouse...
We got to write this
well,
stuff
down.
Well,
someone made it by hand.
Yeah.
I mean, they put their own screws. They went and got a boot.
So I'll have to go through during the break and make sure we have all the people lined up. Who's getting the boot? And
this is a lot of work that Jake's doing on the side, too. Thank you.
Yes, it is. Connor's going to help me out.
So now, guys, this will turn into basically a thrift shop is what it's going to be on air. An on-air thrift shop. And this is going to...
Just Fridays.
Yes. And Tim, on One Fridays, second. You cannot tune in during for
fine,
10
Tim.
Minutes.
Yeah.
For
I don't know why people liked it otherwise. Yeah. So, all right. That's the first ever edition of Radio Tradio. Thank you.
And we figured out how tall the skis were by having Connor stand next
it's
to
over
it.
It's over
6'6".
That's what I think they are. I think they're 6'6".
Yeah, Greg, and I will tell you this, Greg has a lot of stuff. Like, he's collected a lot. You know how he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot of stuff.
He goes to a lot of estate sales.
Yeah. I just wonder if these are riding mowers.
Yeah. Eric has not responded yet.
I don't have a ramp.
I don't have a ramp. No, that's why I was pushing back on when you said, hey, bring him down here to the station. Try to drive it up and then you drive off.
DP doesn't want two riders housed here.
All right. That was Radio Tradio.
Thank
it is
you.
Time to play Games. The game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568 for your chance to win a business box of bagels
Thank
to Bagels
you.
Joe. Today's topic, we have a guest coming in today at 11 o'clock in studio. The name is David Koechner. You say, who's David Koechner? You ever watch Anchorman? Champ Kind, whammy! He's coming. He's doing a comedy show with Cody tonight at the Howler House.
Okay.
Cody Schmidt.
Yes.
He's got Schmidt.
Both
Schmidt.
Shows are sold Schmidt. Out. But because he's coming to town, I thought we'd do comedy character names.
Okay.
From different shows, different
That's
movies.
Schmick.
If you think you know your comedy character names in movies, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Nick down. Sip and Bill in trivia. The record 2-2 on the week. Trying to get that winning week
Let's dance.
Here on comedy character names. You guys feel okay about this or not?
No, not really, but you might randomly hit a couple things. What you hope for is you one hits and you get a steal.
That's true.
You're doing good, Jake. This is a lot.
Jake handled a lot with Radio Tradio.
Jamie's our contestant. Jamie, how do you feel about comedy character names today?
I don't like it one bit. Let's do sports instead of Film Friday.
Hey, you get that 4 days a week, Jamie. Call back on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
No callback. Fight it out, Jamie.
Yeah, fight it out,
Thanks
Jamie.
Thanks for calling.
Connor said, well, I called in because I love Radio Tradio, and I was going to say, hey, I got some left-handed wedges offer up. I haven't even seen. I'm working right now. Listen to you guys every day. But I think we need to make that more of a regular segment.
Well, Jamie's coming back next Friday. Said,
That's awesome.
Awesome.
So, Jamie, you called
he
in
said,
to...
He said, you want to play the game show while you're at it? And I said, oh, God, yeah, I will.
He didn't even call in for the game
Friday.
Show.
No, I don't want to.
He called in to be on Radio Tradio. No, he's on the game show.
That's too bad. Next week, he called earlier to be on Radio Tradio, Jamie. First question goes to you.
He trade some golf clubs.
Let's see how this goes. Jamie.
I love it.
Jamie, what was Will Ferrell's character name in the Anchorman movies? Character name, please, for Will Ferrell.
Hey, is that Ron Burgundy?
Yes, it is.
Brilliant. What is it?
Ron Burgundy is correct. He got it right.
Ron Burgundy.
Okay, here we go.
He's got left-handed clubs.
He's on the game show.
Next week he's going to trade those clubs. All right, 1-0 lead.
He's at work.
Jamie's up. Sip first question.
We're up. Come on.
What was Jeff Bridges' character name in The Big Lebowski?
I don't know it.
You don't?
No.
I thought this was right in your wheelhouse.
No, the Lebowski's not really in my wheelhouse, and I should...
Hold on.
Down.
The character name of
Jeff Bridges in The Big
The Dude.
The Dude is correct.
Brilliant.
Wow, and that dude, was the save fire. Of all
the
save.
Dude, engine fired. The yep. dude abides.
Yeah.
Engine fired.
Back to you, Jamie, who is calling for trade, but got a question right for the lead, Jamie. What movie features Will Ferrell as Brennan and John C. Reilly as Dale?
It's incredible.
Oh, my gosh. One more time, please.
Yeah, what movie features Will Ferrell as Brennan and John C. Reilly as Dale? Five.
Oh, my gosh.
Four. Three. Two.
I don't know it.
One. Uh-oh. Horns, David. Jamie.
Jamie.
Talladega Nights.
That wasn't it anyways. Not Talladega Nights. Do you guys want this or not?
Did you did you touch my drum set?
Why are you so sweaty? I was watching Cops.
I was watching Cops. Why are you so sweaty?
What is it?
Oh, I'm doing the interview here. That's Step Brothers.
Step Brothers is correct, and this is for the win.
Good job. Now, wait, what's going on?
Okay, we're up two by to one. Two right. to one.
This
we're
could
up.
Clinch the winning week.
Okay.
What was Sean Penn's character name in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Hold on. The engine's
Take
just got to fire.
You love
Take
Sean
time.
Penn.
Yeah. Take your time.
Well, to a certain extent.
Spicoli. Bam.
Brilliant.
3-2.
You know, Jamie put up a good fight calling for
Jamie,
Radio Tradio.
That was the best phone call I've ever had. Called in for Radio Tradio and had to do the game show by mistake.
Jamie, nice try. Hey, next week.
Boys, keep up the good work. Love listening to your show. And we'll try again next time.
All right.
Try Tradio next Friday, Jamie.
So all of a sudden we started thinking the Radio Tradio wasn't a hit. That's not the case.
No. Yeah, we one person got it. Yeah, that's it.
Jake, that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. A lot of support otherwise.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I would say for one person, it was 20 supportive, so I guess we'll do it again next week.
And Tim might get used to it.
Maybe he will.
So we just need to go over also the rules a little bit. We'll probably get a sheet of paper written up by what went down to write it. To keep it in our head, that was a lot. There was a three-way trade.
Okay, now there you go. That's what
I'm going to have to have. One of you guys or Connor's going to have to write stuff down.
We asked for skis, and he brought in proudly two poles to show on TV. What was that? And Steve said he's not ready.
Eric, question was, are they riding? He said, once again, where do I bring the motors? Are they riding or are they push? Because that helps. That's for sips.
I got to put them in my back of my truck.
and by 9 a.m. today or sometime next week by 9 a.m.
And Sanderson traded in his old mower, too.
Now, if Eric wants to bring those next Friday, that'd be fine.
Yes, we can have a time.
There's no time
stamp. It's not urgent today.
Hey, Eric, if you can just bring them a week from today, that would be perfect. That'd be perfect. And then me and Greg could.
Thank you to the Breakers.
Yeah.
There was something new today, and they embraced it.
There's some trades that went on. And thanks to Greg. Just a big thanks to Greg.
Big thanks to Greg. He got it started.
Greg kicked this
off. So now people know, all you got to do is you text in or you call in. What do you have to trade? And then you have to say, here's what I'm looking for. Or just say, hey, I'm willing to trade this. What does someone want to give for it? Yep. But a lot of times people have an idea. I would like for myself, if it was me, I'd like to trade. I got to come up with what I want to trade. But I'd like a trailer hitch.
Okay.
When one of those rotating ones.
Yeah, we can be involved,
I'll say this,
too.
Buffet Sun is teased for next week a very nice traded item. Going to be play. Okay. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but he's got a great option for next week.
I would, we can
be involved. And Bird's bringing stuff in.
We can be involved.
Yeah. So we'll try to get a hold
of
you
guys. It
was
nice to have Greg, though, to have the items on air.
To start it off.
He started it
off.
He
was the impetus.
He was the big toe of Radio Trading.
Yes. Thank you, Greg.
Now, are you departing for Hour 3, Bill?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, we'll see you Monday then.
Thank you.
The show continues on. Hour 3 without Bill is next on Early Break in the Ticket.